to Eagle Eye View, a Georgia Southern University podcast. My name is Jacob. Thank you so much for listening in. Over the next few weeks, millions of college students will be converging onto their respective campuses, and for many of them, it will be for the first time. So the question becomes, what role can and should a university play in that transition period? Just 1 year ago, Georgia Southern launched the Eagle Experience, which is a week-long series of events which include block parties, Operation Move-In, and other programs that help the students and their parents become more comfortable in their new communities. Not only does the data show the wild success that this kind of program is having, but it also received national recognition. We'll get to that later on. But first, I want to introduce the individuals behind this innovative new approach to getting students more comfortable and ready for success. With me in studio is Amy Smith, the Associate VP for Enrollment Management, as well as Dr. Ken Gassett, the Associate VP for Student Development. Thank you both for joining me on Eagle Eye View. I very much appreciate you taking the time. So just tell me a little bit about what it is that we have going on this weekend.
We are so excited to have our students, our new students here on campus, as well as our continuing students starting to move in and get back into our campus community. We've got a lot going on this weekend to welcome our students to campus and welcome them back and get them engaged and excited about being back in classes. So we've got events pretty much every day in Savannah and Statesboro for our students to engage in, to have fun, to interact with one another, to really get just involved in their community.
And part of it too, Jacob, is that, you know, the Eagle Experience is intended to bring our students to a really good community, regardless of which campus they're on, and to feel that sense of community, to feel a sense of belonging in which faculty, staff, and fellow students are all connecting to try to go to these events, like Amy mentioned, as well as just be a part of the environments that we're in.
You reach on a very good point. It's that these aren't just students who are living in an isolated bubble. Like, the Georgia Southern and all of its campuses very much ingrained in the cities and the communities around them. How do you decide which events to go with in getting those kids out there and really seeing their new town? Because obviously you can't just do like a million pizza nights and just hope that everyone gets ingrained. There has to be some kind of strategy, I'm assuming, to getting students out there.
2 years ago, when we started trying to reimagine what the transition experience would look like for students, in that it doesn't just start in August when students move in, that it really goes back to the summertime when they're coming to orientation or SOAR and beginning to connect with the university. We have a structure that is put together that consists of a variety of people across campus, faculty, staff, and students that come together on a regular basis. We have subcommittees, and collectively, all of these ideas and minds are coming together to create these different programs and events. We're going on some best practices, too, and thinking about the fall and the spring, what students like to go to, what they gravitate toward, and then also trying to think outside the box, too.
You mentioned how do we decide what to offer? Everything is intentional, right? We started all of this with a set of learning outcomes of what we wanted our new students to know, to feel, how we wanted them to interact with one another, and that guides all of the decisions that we make. And you mentioned the community. You know, most of the things that we've got going on our campuses, but we are having partnerships and conversations with our community members, especially in Hinesville. Mm-hmm. You know, our Hinesville partners are really a part of the Liberty campus conversations and how we can expand that programming out into the downtown Hinesville community. Here in Savannah, we're doing trolley tours next Saturday to get students downtown to interact and see what great things are available down there. And in Statesboro, of course, you know, promoting things like the farmers market and the partnerships through our Office of Leadership and Community Engagement and how the students can participate in service opportunities. So all of those things really play into what's going on and how we make those decisions.
And it's not just showing off the campus in the downtown, but even picking something like trolley tours for downtown Savannah. I mean, you guys are setting up events that are almost lining up with the identities of the whatever specific city they're living in.
Yeah, we want students to feel connected to the greater community in addition to their campus, for sure, and making sure that we're intentional and they feel like they have a home here, and that they're safe and they're welcomed, and that it is beyond just the dining hall and the classroom and the residence hall, right? It's the downtown communities, the businesses, and ensuring that they feel a part of that.
All of that gets to retention, because we want our students to be involved on campus. We want them to meet and make connections with other students that are are like them, that are not like them. But at the same time, we don't want them to always stay on campus. We want them to be involved in the community and giving them a sense and sort of a slice of what the community has had to offer is really, really important, certainly in those first few weeks.
So how do you get involved with getting those students involved? You know, you can't just get these kids to hopefully come out and see what's going on. How do you draw maybe those shy kids out to experience their college life for the first time?
Well, part of that has been with, like Amy mentioned before about the intentional programming, we really take a look at the entire schedule as it's being developed to look and see, are we providing something for everyone? That it's not always the same exact thing, that there is a diversity of offerings for students who like gaming, for students who like intramural sports, for students who like just regular social fun, that aren't those things. And so trying to be intentional with what we're offering. It's also about partnerships. We really work very closely with the many, many departments on campus in academic affairs, outside of academic affairs, enrollment management, student affairs, and then also housing is a huge part of that too on both of our campuses, and just making sure that the resident advisors, the residence hall directors, they're all aware of the schedule, the program, and the partnership that we need them to be connected to and also encourage our students to get to. If I can also say, Amy helped leads our marketing communications group within Eagle Experience, and she and that team through University Communications and Marketing have a wonderful job with making sure that outdoor signage, door hangers, flyers in residence halls, text messages, and emails are going out to students in ways that are focusing just on specific events that are happening that day and then connecting them to the larger, bigger schedule so that they can go to that.
In fact, we have to warn our new students that you're going to get a lot at the very beginning. Don't tune it out. It's going to taper off. But we want to make sure that they know all of the things that are going on and where to go to find that information on a sustainable basis, because we're not going to continue to send you all these emails every day and these text messages. We're going to start and then we're going to pull back. But we want them to know how to find that information. You know, one of the things about a specific event that I wanted to say, really, again, getting students involved and knowing what's happening in the community, we have some really unique events, the Borough Browse, the Savannah Browse, the Liberty Browse, and our student organization fairs that happen on all campuses. Those are ways where students can come out and passively sort of see what is going on with different organizations and businesses in the area. They can choose what looks interesting to them, and so you know, they don't have to interact too heavily. But that's a great way where we can bring everything to the students and they can sort of get a good overview of what's offered to them.
It's kind of like a charcuterie board of Georgia Southern that we're seeing over this next week.
Yeah. Jacob, it's exactly that charcuterie board. And if I can say also too, you know, Amy represents enrollment management and they have done a wonderful job from the beginning of summer, first with our SOAR orientation program, all the way through to actively encourage students in that one-day enrollment-focused SOAR program about how important it is to get involved. And so they've intentionally structured that schedule so that students not only feel equipped academically, but they are understanding really from the beginning as they begin their relationship with Georgia Southern about being involved on campus. They're talking about Eagle Experience and how these things are coming up. And so that just builds the excitement from the very beginning. Yeah.
Ken, I'm glad you said that about sort of building the excitement and getting students ready. Throughout the summer at our SOAR sessions, we talk about the Eagle Experience, but I, every time I'm on stage, very intentionally say, we know, and I say this to students and to parents, that orientation and transition is more than one day in the summer at SOAR, right? That we have a plan, that it is intentional, that we have things laid out for you to help assist you in finding your community, finding your place, finding your people, right? That welcome niche of folks, that we're going to do this all purposefully when you get back to campus. So now they're here. We've told them this over the summer. So they know what to expect and they know, don't be scared. We've got a plan for you. We're going to make sure you're taken care of and that they know, okay, I may go home with some questions. I may go home a little unsure, but they're going to take care of me when I come back.
Who do you feel you have to console more in this week, the parents or the students?
Well, you know, move-in's wrapping up this weekend, and parents are going to be heading home. They're only here for a couple of days, though we do have some programming for them as well. I think we want to assure them that we've got their kids, they're okay, they're safe, and then get them out of here, and let's work on those students. We have amazing family programs, don't get me wrong, but what I'm excited about is just getting things underway and getting these students involved and out and about, interacting with one another, and meeting new people.
Parents and family members, Jacob, are interesting in that there's a lot of mixed emotions. Students
Absolutely. Overwhelmingly
are excited to come to college, gain that independence, but parents and family members and other supporters of students, they very much are going to miss their student being at home. But I think at the same time, they're equally excited that, Georgia Southern is doing some very intentional efforts to make sure that their student, their son, their daughter, their grandchild, their niece, their nephew, whoever that may be, is going to be engaged on campus, and that there is a community across all of our campuses that truly do care about engaging our students. And that gives parents, family members, and supporters a lot of reassurance.
Absolutely. I remember it was somewhat like 8 years ago when I first started attending college. There's that weird moment when my parents turned around, got in the van, and just left to go back to the house hours away, and suddenly you have this one student who's just, for the first time, actually on their own, and they have to figure out, what do I do next? You know, I can't just go back to my room and play video games or anything. I've got to, like, actually start building a new life. And I'm looking at this list of events that you all have here, and there's a lot of different things going on here. There's something going on all the time, almost impossible to not somehow get caught in this amazing net of events. How impactful are these first few days for a new student who's looking to develop their new college life? Because obviously, with these events, we're trying to get them involved, get them connected to their community. How impactful is it that we get these kids established within the first few days?
It's critical. It's absolutely critical. There is previous research that shows that the more likely a student is involved, going to campus events, being involved in a student organization, getting involved in something that they care about, and having a friend group that is like them and share common interests, but at the same time are exposing them to new ideas and differences, that they're going to be less likely to be involved in conduct issues. They're going to be more likely to have stronger grades and just be more engaged on campus. And so that speaks to satisfaction and happiness. So it's critical for us and all of us that are helping plan Eagle Experience, and the university administration that has been largely supportive of this financially and with time and other advice to help care and nurture this program. We're all in the same boat, that we care about getting students involved. Specifically, too, if I might speak about some assessment efforts, when you talk about impact, we started this program and this initiative for the university last fall, and there was 9 months of planning that went in before that. We took a lot of good information from students in terms of surveys, not just with them as students, but then also to with parents, family members, and supporters. And overwhelmingly, specifically with students, of the 800 students that took this survey, many of them in the high 80s and low 90s had said they overwhelmingly felt like they had a strong sense of connection to the university. They felt like they belonged at Georgia Southern. They felt like they were more likely to be involved in the community. They felt equipped for academically and with other support. And so there's an impact that we recognize it as administrators and community members, but at the same time, hearing from students, they're also saying that this experience has impacted them in really profound ways.
You know, you mentioned some of the academic outcomes. We've talked a lot about belonging and finding friend groups, and that's true, but there are also very specific academic-based learning outcomes as well. We want students to feel like they can have a relationship with faculty members, that they can go to faculty for help, that they have a plan to get them from wherever they are when they start to the graduation day, right? We want them to be retained and get to that point, and so we want them to feel confident from day one that there's a path to get them there. And so that's something that we ask and had some very positive results on as well, that they feel like they can be successful and they're academically supported. So getting resources in front of them to know about academic success and tutoring and things like that is very important for us as well.
We also know it's going to have a huge impact because Eagle Experience is filled with lots of giveaways, free items. So that makes anybody happy, right? Certainly 18 to 22-year-olds. It'll definitely bring a smile and a sense of gratification by getting a lot of different swag items that we have planned and prepared out for students. Yeah.
You know, Ken, you just said 18 to 22-year-olds, and I want to point out that we often think about our college students as 18 to 22-year-olds, our traditional freshman or traditional age transfer students.
Sure.
But our programming is designed for all of our students, our dual-enrolled students, which are in high school, our graduate students, which are almost always, you know, older adults, our transients and post-baccalaureate students, our adult learners, our military-connected students. We've got something for everyone, and even the big social events that you may think of are for an 18-year-old, we want everybody to come out. Bring your families to First Flight at Paulson, right? We want every student to feel welcome that they have a place here.
Well, certainly the data shows that many students do feel like they have a place here. A survey that was done over the last year says that thanks to the Eagle Experience, 79% of students say they belong here at Georgia Southern, while 88% of new students say the Eagle experience helped them transition to Georgia Southern. So clearly the numbers say that this is an overwhelming success. In fact, Georgia Southern even received national recognition for the Eagle experience, receiving an Excellence Bronze Award from the National Association of Student Personnel Administrators.
You said that there's a lot of thinking or a lot of evolution to the Eagle experience and SOAR and trying new ways to get students involved. Over this week, what kinds of things do you guys look for in knowing this is working, maybe this isn't working, how do we tweak this and that?
Yeah. You know, attendance is important, of course, but we've got an internal document where we're making notes after or during every single event so
it's
we
a college,
can follow
so there's
up.
Always notes.
You know, notes and assessment. You know, sometimes assessment is more informal in what we're observing and what we're talking about. You know, last year I remember standing at several events talking with our team members and with vice presidents saying, all right, here's how we can make this better next year. We're always looking at how we feel like we can one up it, right? And make something a little bit more engaging and increasing student satisfaction. And we also try to talk to students. You know, Ken and I try to divide up and be at as many things as we possibly can to see what's going on, talk to students, interact with students, as well as our fellow staff and our faculty.
One of the things that we do with quite a few of our events is when events are being hosted on campus, whether that is something smaller on a Saturday or something that's much larger on a Monday night, we are checking students in to these events, and what I mean by that is we're checking them in electronically, and what that's doing for us, we're able to use that data on the back end to know that this event, of course, is intended for all students, or this diversity and inclusion reception was intended for this audience, but it helps us to see some demographics of students who have gone to things so that we can say, wow, we really hit the mark here, or this was intended for this audience, and that audience didn't attend as great as we thought, and that's wonderful too, just being able to take that assessment, like Amy mentioned, and do things with it as opposed to just letting it sit.
So what is this week like for you two? Is it exciting to watch all this happen? Is it a lot of the chaos trying to get all the signs where they need to be? Like, explain to me what it's like for you two.
All of the above. You know, we work year round for this. I feel like, you know, I come from an admissions and recruitment background, and it's all building up to seeing students arrive on campus. And so that's just, I mean, the best, right? The start of fall semester has the most energy and excitement because that's when you've got the most new fresh faces there, and it's just fun. But it is a little chaotic. My car is packed right now with student swag and giveaways. I'm going to be hauling boxes.
I can imagine just free t-shirts flying out the windows
know,
down the highway.
Yeah. The gnats and the heat make things interesting as well. But it's fun. It's tiring, but it's fun.
My car is equally packed with boxes. So this shows how Amy and I are fully invested in this initiative and for student success. But also, too, I would also say that for many of our staff, not just for Amy and I, but folks across the university, it's early mornings and late nights. So I brought a cot and a little bag to sleep in my office for the next week and a half.
Preparing for orientation, or are you preparing for a hurricane?
Well, you know, who knows? We're in Southeast Georgia, where sometimes the weather is unpredictable.
Hurricane season's about here, right?
Who That's knows? True.
You know, one thing I will say, you know, Ken and I are here having this conversation with you, but so many people are working so hard with these programming initiatives. I specifically want to give a shout out to First Year Experience and Brenda Richardson and her work with her team in working to make some of the academic-focused events come together, the team planning convocation and conversations with professors, student activities, athletics. There's so many people involved in putting together these amazing events who have been working No Lie for a year to plan for this upcoming week and this upcoming month, right? It's not just about this week. The Eagle Experience is more of a philosophy than a program, right? The Eagle Experience is what we want to promise a student that they're going to get out of their time at Georgia Southern. It is a unique experience. It's our promise to them that we're going to take care of them and make sure that they're successful and feel that sense of belonging.
Absolutely. I'll ask you both one more question. And again, thank you both very much for taking the time today. At the end of the day, almost unfairly gloss over the simple impact that both of you are trying to accomplish in all of this. What's the end goal that you want to achieve?
For me, and I certainly don't speak for Amy, but I think because she and I spend so much time together and we are at roles at the university that have been charged with engaging our students in a variety of different ways at a variety of different times during the year, we are, as an institution, as Georgia Southern, laser focused on student engagement and at the same time making sure our students are career ready, making sure that they are engaged in programs, activities, and utilizing services across our campuses that are helping them be in a major that they care about, working towards experiences that are helping them understand that major and that career in the best way possible, and just trying to envelop them as much as we can so that they fully understand that Georgia Southern as a university and as a leader within the university system of Georgia is incredibly focused on making sure that our students are engaged and that they are looking ahead on the horizon to what that career will be for them.
How about you, Amy?
That's the long way of saying what I was going to say, which is student success, period. And all that that means. We want our students to be successful, which is all of those things that he just said.
Well, thank you both very much for taking some time today to speak with me.
Thanks. Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And thank you all for listening. Be sure to stay tuned for the next few weeks as more episodes of this podcast will be released as we dive even deeper into how Georgia Southern is making an impact not only in the local communities, but across the planet. I'm Jacob Noderman. Catch you next time.